Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
All right, 512-834-1027, call or text. On Twitter, it's at Jeff Ward Show. You know, for all this stuff arguing, which I think is kind of lame, people going, well, you know, America just had some great athletes playing. There are great athletes playing, and I don't know how accurate. Somebody can shoot this down, but I think it is comparing apples to apples. So I've tried to tell you, I don't think you appreciate how fast guys are moving on a soccer field. We now have the numbers are in, and it turns out arguably the biggest star of the tournament, Kylian Mbappe, as of now, is the fastest player in team sports history on a field. Faster than Tyreek Hill. How about this? Clocked at 37.6 kilometers per hour, which would put him at what? Miles per hour. What did we say, Kyle? It's
23.6.
In the NFL, all right? In the NFL, the previous records have been Tyreek Hill at 23.24. That was in 2017. Raheem Mostert, M-O-S-T-E-R-T, and is the fastest running back ever recorded. In 2020, he was clocked at 23.1. Now, this is Kylian Mbappe, who's, I think, probably the most dangerous player in the tournament. The fastest, the only person who has beaten that on the field is Fox's Thierry Henry, who reached 39.2 kilometers per hour in 1998. What is that in miles per hour? 25-ish?
24.35.
Okay.
Or 36.
So these two guys, these two French players, aren't that far behind Usain Bolt. Okay? The top speed during Usain Bolt's record-setting 100 meters in 2009 was 27.8 miles per hour. Now, to be fair, that's on a track and spikes and everything else. That's nuts. So the fastest recorded times in the World Cup so far, Kylian Mbappe at 37.6 kilometers per hour. Hakimi, who played past tense for Morocco, 35.6. Erling Haaland, 35.6 kilometers per hour. Harry Kane hit 31.4.
White guy, Harry Kane?
Yeah.
Trump's friend?
I don't know when they clocked Lionel Messi, but they clocked him at 30.9 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
That might be the only 30-yard sprint he's had. But Kylian Mbappe ran, how fast was it, miles per hour, Kyle?
You sent me that deal.
Yeah, I send you stuff like this, and you ask me questions about the sprinklers.
Well,
23.37.
He's faster than Tyreek Hill. Erling Haaland is faster than Tyreek Hill. Haaland, who didn't do anything, just disappeared, all that buildup and just disappeared. But England defended him really well. He was clocked at 35.6. How fast is that?
That is fast. Faster than a speeding bullet. It's like Superman.
A little over 22.
He's almost as fast as Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill has the fastest time in the NFL on the field at 23.4, something like that.
Sadly, probably not anymore after that injury. Go.
No, right. Never again.
Yeah, 23.24 for Tyreek.
That's ridiculous. Terry Henry has the fastest. Who's almost as fast as Usain Bolt. You don't know who that is, do you?
Usain Bolt is a great, is he Jamaican sprinter who is so by that son of a gun.
He's clocked at 27.8 miles per hour.
He could really fly.
Okay, Terry Henry, who was played for France before Kylian Mbappe in 1998, he was recorded on the field at, how accurate is this stuff, to be honest? 39.2 kilometers per hour.
What are you doing? Got my umbrella. It's about to rain. I bought an umbrella Saturday. Don't you look? First umbrella I've ever bought.
You usually steal them?
I usually get them at golf tournaments, but look
at
this.
You steal them?
No, I got this at Sue Patrick, 5222 Burnett Road. It's
fancy
a great
Longhorn.
One. Yeah, I used it Saturday.
How much did you pay?
$30-something bucks.
I don't believe you.
I got a little discount.
Yeah, I thought so.
But no, I was there, and it was raining like son of God. I had to go visit a friend at the hospital. So I had to get this because I didn't want to get all wet. But I just love this umbrella.
I'm glad you're so excited about this.
Yeah, fiberglass shaft.
You'll lose it in a week.
Fiberglass. I'm sure someone will steal it here.
Steal it, yeah.
Someone will steal it.
Yeah, it's true.
That somebody may be you because you like to like to steal my stuff.
No, I don't.
We ate all the damn peanuts today.
Well, yeah, I know.
Would you like a peanut, Jeff? You look like Jumbo the elephant over there. Oh!
What was that sound?
Oh!
Is that the sound elephants make?
Yeah.
Is it?
Can we talk about college football news? Texas Tech just won't go away.
Yeah.
Now there is big-time discussions that your man, Cody Campbell, and Joy McGuire, and the rest of the Brain Trust up in Lubbock, they are considering ditching the Big 12 for the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah.
And you know what? The competition would be really good. How they would be an addition to the ACC. Tech and SMU from Texas, Miami, Florida State. I'm thinking that it's a fit, sort of. It's a fit. But I do think.
I don't believe it.
I think it's exciting saying that they can control if they still continue to spend money like UT and A&M and Drunken Sailors. They're going to control the Big 12 in football. They're already.
Yeah, I saw the report. I think it was in Fortune of all places, Fortune.com. I think this is. I don't believe them, and I think it's a way of fighting the Big 12. I think it's his way, again, because apparently he will not be quiet. I think it's his way of saying...
Who, Cody, you mean?
Yeah. He's Texas Tech.
He is Rec'em Sec'em Texas Tech.
Because if I were the head coach, I don't really need this noise right now.
Well, Joy's trying to temper the deal. He's got distractions working that jacket he had on at the...
Yeah, exactly.
The Monster Energy.
I mean, I just don't know why you would start this right now.
Yeah.
Except that I think...
It's a fit. It's not really a fit, is it? No. They're better fit with the Arizona schools and TCU and Okie State. Yeah.
I think the smart thing to do would be for the Big 12 and the ACC to merge and get ahead of the Super Conference thing. That's what I would recommend. But
would that be... Well, yeah, that... There's some dead weight, though, in that ACC, but there's dead weight in the Big 12.
Yeah.
There's dead weight in the SEC.
Yeah, there's dead weight everywhere. But... I mean, I don't really see that bigger, that much greater of an upside if Texas Tech were being serious. I don't really see it.
Mm.
Well, what's the advantage? There's not any more money that I know of.
The ACC network has their own deal rather than the Big 12 doesn't.
So
have
will they
their
make
own.
More money?
Maybe.
So my take is, as of right now, is I don't believe it, and I think it's a way to take a shot at the Big 12. I think it's a stupid thing to do too. By the way. I guess really a bad look. You really are addicted to publicity, man. I don't think this came from nowhere. I think it was intentional. And I think it was intentional to try to shoot the finger at the Big 12. That's what I think. Now, they may turn around and do it. I don't know why. Just to get away from the Big 12? Just because they hate them?
Yeah, I think they hate the Big 12 now because suing them and everything. Yeah, I think because of the lawsuit.
The Big 12 was left with the burden of all of college football. Brett, as soon as your man went on MAGA, went and got his friend, they had no option.
But your Mac was a jackass, I thought, at the Big 12 meetings when that reporter asked a question about, you know, you didn't do anything about Oklahoma State and the goofballs with the paddles. You banned the tortillas, and now you've sued. And he said, I'm glad you asked that question. Stand up and say it again.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad look. I agree with that. But I thought the question was long-winded and really kind of an ass-kissing question for Texas Tech.
Well, it was. It was.
I thought it was bad by both. But I think the blood is so bad with Cody Campbell, who is just going to do whatever he wants, apparently. Forget the coach. Forget the noise you're making again. I kind of think this is a way of saying, up yours, we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
You agree with that, or you think it's legit?
I think they are legitimately, because they are very, very sure of themselves right now. They made the playoffs last year. And again, as I said last week, I credit Joy with saying, hey, it's not good enough just to go to the playoffs. Yeah, we need to win a game.
Right.
So
yeah, I don't think any of this is Joey McGuire's doing. I think that's now pretty obvious.
There's nothing really that is his decision anymore.
I'm embarrassed for him. And you know what he does need right now on his team? A bunch of noise like this.
Right.
Could they not just go and play?
Because as Jeff Ward said last week, that big game waits in mid-September. By the way,
making fun of me about that.
Yeah, the defending champion Tech was picked to repeat as Big 12 champs, receiving 14 first-place votes, 254 points. BYU, which lost to the Red Raiders, received the other two first-place votes. Utah was picked to finish fifth, followed by, Houston. Houston was picked to finish in a tie for third in the Big 12 with Arizona. Okay. Arizona's got a really good coach.
Yeah.
But Houston has a really good coach and a really good team. Utah was picked fifth, followed by TCU, Arizona State, K-State, Oklahoma State, and Baylor.
Okay, if Texas Tech does not win the Big 12, do they go to the tournament?
No, they don't, Jeff.
They don't.
I'm glad you asked that question. They don't.
It was a statement, but okay.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
And I just don't see them losing in the regular season unless it is to Houston, and that would be...
They lost a year ago to Arizona State.
Well, they did, but remember Baron Morton got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
And it was on the road. And
who's their quarterback
in Arizona, from
same guy. Okay, just saying.
But he's got experience now, but it was on the road at Arizona State.
Okay.
Tough place to play in Tempe. Tough place to play.
I think Sam Leavitt was playing for Arizona State.
Sam Leavitt. Sam, he didn't get hurt, Lynn?
I don't think so.
What hurt
I think he beat Tech. I don't really know what they're accomplishing. I mean, I don't know how much more money it could really be. And if you're just so butthurt that... Oh. that you just want to leave the league just to do what? Just to travel more?
I think just to say we don't need your BS.
Okay.
You energy drink led conference. But if they continue on the same trajectory and same monetary goals, they should be nominating because nobody else
they do.
Yeah.
I mean, SMU could. I don't know if they do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
That would be a great Texas matchup, SMU.
Yeah.
And Texas Tech.
I think the Southwest Conference should be.
Can you imagine?
I think it should be a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be a really good league.
Yeah. And see, you know who'd be the weak link? You got to get Rice out of there.
I'm not. Rice is done. I'm not doing that.
Arkansas would be a weak link.
Yeah, I don't want Arkansas in that league either.
Yeah. But TCU, Texas, SMU, Texas Tech, and the Aggies, hellaciously good league.
And Houston.
And Houston Cougars.
Right.
Hellaciously good
league.
Look how
good the top half of your league is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Baylor, it's over.
It may be over, Dave.
It's over. But you stick Texas State in there?
Sure. Go Cats, go.
Probably put UTSA in there, and you got a good league.
You've got a really good league.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
And your travel costs are down, too.
I'm taking a bus everywhere.
Yellow Dog.
Taking a bus.
Get on the bus, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You think... Tech may go. I think it's just a way to flip off the Big 12.
Jeff, let me just say, anything's possible, because to have Stanford and Cal...
Right.
Okay, bless you. Stanford and Cal in the ACC. How absurd is that? How absurd to have Washington and USC and UCLA and Oregon in the Big Ten. Just absurd. I like the regional matchups. I like the regional pictures.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't see, if you take pettiness and fighting out of it, I don't really understand what Texas Tech would gain by going to the ACC.
Just it would be the middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the best teams in the ACC?
Miami.
Okay.
A great team.
Uh-huh.
Florida State should be every year, but they're not.
They're not. Their coaches are going to get fired by November.
SMU.
Yeah. I mean,
SMU and Miami.
Florida State won the league, and they're not good.
Yeah, they won seven games and won the league.
Yeah, Virginia's not that good. Syracuse is no good.
That's my point. I don't really see how that league is better.
Georgia Tech's not bad.
Okay. Neither is Arizona.
No.
Neither is Houston.
Correct.
BYU is better than both of them.
Yes.
So why are you leaving again? Or threatening to leave?
Just because you've been treated poorly by the Big 12 Conference.
And that would be his call.
That would be Cody's call.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody's call to do that.
Okay.
Again, stranger things have happened. I remember the days when we did think for about a week that Texas was going to the Pac-12. It was no doubt about it.
It should have happened.
Texas and Tech were going to the Pac-12. They're going to the Pac-12.
Tech, not so much, but Texas, yes.
Texas definitely was going to go to the Pac-12.
And it would have been a better league.
And we all got excited about going to Arizona State and Arizona and the California trips. It was going to be a really, really good league.
It'd be a better league.
Yeah.
I thought they should have done it. Yeah. I still think they should have done it, even to this day.
Well, the Big 12 turned out good, except the Aggies, a few years after that, went to the SEC and the
CIA. But Texas wasn't very good in the Big 12?
Well, they won the first ever Big 12 championship. I'd like to remind you of that day
when
your friend kicked the field goal in St. Louis.
I know that.
Oh, God. He's got to be.
Oh. He was near death during that game. I think he was going to survive to the third quarter.
He was sneaking cigarettes on the field.
He had cigs hanging out of his mouth. He had an oxygen machine.
And he was wearing boots.
Yeah.
And it was the first ever one of those.
First one.
It was a total
disaster.
$1 million. They are OG.
They ended up giving him, I can't remember what the check was, like 100, 50?
I don't know. But they made such a big, well, the former Longhorn All-American Jeff Ward's been coaching Pete for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And you're right, Pete did know.
Oh, no. He lost a hip. I mean, I knew it, too. As soon as I saw him, I thought, this is it. This is our bit.
Yeah.
This is going to be the buildup. They put him on inside. It was the first, first time Dr. Pepper did one of these halftime things, right? And so it was a shocking game because Texas was a 20-point underdog and playing lights out. And so they're showing him on the camera leading up to this. And I told the guy, Dr. Pepper, I said, they're going to boo him.
Yeah.
They are? Yeah. Look at him.
He was 80-something years old.
And everyone else is going, man, I could do that. I could do that. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. And they show the camera, and he's just standing there with a cig.
And boots. Cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And he had his lovely wife with him.
Yeah. She was very nice.
But they gave you that jacket, that letter jacket.
I still have it.
The Dr. Pepper letter jacket.
That thing is so gaudy. It's very large, too. It's way too big for me.
We'll give it to your old buddy over here. I'll proudly wear it.
It's real leather, though.
Well, you ought to put it on eBay and make some dough.
Huh. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it is.
Really? Well,
it might be cool again.
Maybe. When that guy kicked it, he looked like Conor McGregor from Saturday Night in that goofball bout.
Yeah.
Did you watch that, Kyle?
Not get airborne.
Yeah, I watched all 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It just fizzled off the tee.
Oh, yeah.
It just spun to the right, and they just rained boos down.
Ooh. And here came the executive vice president of Dr. Pepper to present him a check.
With a cardboard check.
And he limped off.
Yeah. Well, his wife was that. She never put her bag. She carried her suitcase everywhere she went.
Yeah.
She was ready to go to
They were truly small-town people because he'd registered like his local
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven store. And they
partnership
picked
of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to break something on my watch, and I don't want him to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, he pulled a hip.
I need my jacket and my Dr. Pepper, and I need out of here.
We got to take a break. Hey, by the way, the Home Run Derby's tonight. The All-Star Game is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Home Run Derby time. We'll talk about the greatest Home Run Derby of them all. The greatest of them all when we return to 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Yeah, Home Run Derby's tonight. I thought, and I guess I was dreaming it up, I thought Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire went head-to-head to Home Run Derby. They never went head-to-head to Home Run Derby. But I remember Sammy Sosa was
They went head-to-head in a home run competition.
They did, but a Home Run Derby on All-Star.
Pretty good documentary about that.
Yeah, I just remember one Home Run Derby. Sammy Sosa was just, he was on roids, but he was just sweating like crazy. And he was underneath the stadium taking swings, but... Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen, yeah. Pigmentation is churned, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Seriously.
I don't know what he's...
What happened? Is that intentional?
I think it
For those who don't know, Sammy Sosa is... Much, much, much...
Lighter.
Lighter skinned. And I don't know what to make of it.
I'm going to look it up.
I type in, why is Sammy Sosa? And the first thing that comes up is white now.
Yeah.
Dramatically lightened his skin over the years documentary, using cosmetic skin bleaching, creams.
What? It's
using
intentional?
Cosmetic skin bleaching creams. In 2009 interview on Univision, Sosa explained that he used a European softening cream before bed. He started the cream, naturally whittled away his...
Hang on.
Melanin.
Yeah, but, okay, wait. There's a cream so powerful that it will...
Yeah.
Lighten you?
Yes.
That much?
Bleach, yeah.
He doesn't even...
Thank you, Siri.
He doesn't even look like the same person.
No, he doesn't.
It's not even close.
Yeah, there's a picture of him, yeah.
I know, I'm looking at Kyle's pulled them all up.
Wow.
He doesn't even look like the same person. Okay, why?
He looks like the Joker.
Yeah,
as a light-skinned person.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know why he did that.
It was intentional.
Well, Michael Jackson did that too.
I know.
Yeah.
Why?
I think he wears colored contacts too to make his eyes like blue or green.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That looks spooky. That Sammy Sosa on the right, Kyle?
There's no way.
Oh, man.
If he walked in to this building, present day, there's no way you would know that Sammy Sosa.
No. No.
I wouldn't. Why did he do that?
I guess to each his own. Why do people get cosmetic surgery? Why do people do what?
Does he think he looks better?
I bet he does.
Did somebody tell him you look like a fool?
I don't think I would tell him. After all those roids that he has, usually has bats in his hand.
You call him, he looks like the Joker.
Well, he does. It's just almost comedic.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the sidebar issue, I guess, but the documentary about he and Mark McGwire is great.
Yeah.
But in that documentary, it was the first time that I had seen Sammy Sosa, and it takes away from the documentary. Because the whole time you're freaking out going, why is Sammy Sosa borderline albino? And you can't think about anything else.
There's a headline here. It says, don't make fun of Sammy Sosa's skin bleaching. Try to understand it. He wanted to be white a long time ago. Doing it as a baseball player made no sense.
Wait.
Someone just texted
me. I'm supposed to understand that?
He has a disease that where he has splotches.
Okay.
It's a disease, according to a friend.
That would make much more sense. And he's trying to even it out?
Mm-hmm, I guess so. Splotches.
So he had light-colored splotches, and he thought he would use the cream to even it out. That would make sense. Would you talk to your dermatologist about that tomorrow?
Oh, sure,
also?
When I'm under the
you
knife.
You got to talk to her about the penis thing?
It's a him. It's a specialist. It's a him, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I regularly went to her, yeah.
All right, and then ask
talk
him
about... Talk about lighting your penis on fire?
And then ask him, can you want to do the whitening thing that Sammy Sosa did?
No, I'm pretty white as it is. Pretty red. You know, I've got that Irish, Scotch-Irish look like I'm having drinks all the time.
Clitoral
maybe
5.
You will not recognize me to get back.
I know, because maybe they...
Maybe you do my eyes
is
tomorrow,
is that cream
too.
That powerful?
I guess so. Wouldn't that burn at night?
I do the one skin things under my eyes. I do their commercials, too.
Is that for sagging eyebrows or?
Well, it's for people like me who don't sleep, and your eyes, after a while, just start to have dark eyes. Look like I have black eyes.
I never noticed that.
That's because
I don't look at a person's physical. I just look at what's inside. And I look inside you, and you're a mess.
Exactly. Don't look inside me.
You are a mess.
Yeah. Okay. Clitrell 5 tweets, just blow up the Big 12 and the SEC and bring back the Southwest Conference.
Love it. I would love it.
Look at the records of last year of
Texas.
Texas, A&M, Tech, Houston.
TCU won 9 or 10.
Okay, so that's 19... What did Texas finish with, 8 or 9? 28. I think there were 61 wins between those teams last year. I'm sorry, how's that not a good league?
And your dead weight would be, Baylor was average last year. They weren't awful. They were average. SMU was really good again.
Well, they went 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Down year for them.
You get, with all due respect to the boys from the Institute, you get rid of Rice.
Well, yeah.
And Arkansas is a drag. Yeah. They're a drag.
You make it a statewide conference.
Mm-hmm.
You had Texas State. They were only won 4 or 5.
It'd be fun.
Where did they win?
They won 6, didn't they, Kyle?
We
went to a bowl game, for goodness sakes. Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Better markets than the SEC.
UTSA, San Antonio, Alamo Dome.
Snake Farm.
Snake Farm, baby.
I'm not kidding.
I like it. Me like it.
I do, too. I'm not kidding. Now, there's no way A&M and Texas would go for it again, but there are... There are better markets in that league than there is in the SEC.
I'm not sure Longhorn fans or Aggie fans would like it either because they, even though sometimes get beat, I think Longhorn fans and Aggies like to play Alabama and Georgia and Florida and Tennessee and the like. I think that's it's big-time football. I think the perception is that Tech is still a little brother, TCU's a little brother,
yeah.
SMU's a good Methodist school, Baylor's Baylor.
It doesn't have the brand street cred that you get with the top half of the SEC. The bottom half of the SEC has no street cred either. It
Mississippi
sucks.
Mississippi State.
It sucks.
Blah.
Kentucky.
Blah.
Yeah. So.
Ole Miss until recently.
Ole Miss. Yeah. Ole Miss
they'll,
is gonna,
they'll go back.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. The Southwest Conference. None.
People don't realize, Kyle, you don't realize the days when you could hop in the car and go to a game.
I did it the first half of my life.
Did you really?
We went to Lubbock and Norman and Stillwater every single year.
Well, I'm talking about the Southwest Conference.
When we were in the,
I know,
when A&M was in the Big 12, we did it all the time.
When A&M was in the conference, you could get day trips. That's what I'm trying.
Yes.
Day trips except Arkansas and Lubbock could be a tough day trip. No, again, here's a message. No, UTEP does not deserve to be.
Not
yet.
Why are they playing football?
I don't know.
They just moved up. They're in the Mountain West now.
Good Lord. Why? I mean, what's the point? This photograph tweets Jeff, don't forget when our political heroes approved the bullet trains all over Texas. Lubbock to Austin will only take 30 minutes. I don't know about 30 minutes. That's a pretty fast train. It's going to go 800 miles per hour. It will only make sense to have Texas and Tech in the same conference. Look, if somebody presented this today... Everybody, here's a game. Everybody but whom would say, right on, let's go?
Everybody.
Yeah, let's say I walk in the door, I'm commissioner, and we've got Starbucks is our league-wide sponsor.
Okay. What school?
We're gonna have a Zoom call tonight at midnight. Who all is in? We got
two teams would not be in.
We have 26 million TV sets as opposed to the SEC. I'm making this up with 20 million. Who's all in? Everyone raises their hand, but whom?
Texas A&M and Texas.
Correct. And the deal's off.
And sleep.
Sleep.
That's right.
Exactly. That's it.
And sleep.
Have a nice time, guys. All in favor? Texas Tech is putting both hands up. Mm-hmm. And their feet, too.
Mm-hmm. SMU, TCU, they're all.
Oh, they're Houston. Giddy. They're giddy.
We're back.
And A&M Texas say no.
No, we're not doing that.
No. No. We're not going to allow you to play us, is what they would
That's
say.
That's right. All that Texas Tech talk malarkey.
Yeah. I think it sucks, man. I'd love it. I mean, there would be in the Southwest Conference, how many teams would be ranked going into the start of next season?
Texas.
Seven?
Texas A&M, Houston, Texas Tech, SMU, five for sure.
TCU would be ranked.
TCU may be ranked.
There's six.
Yeah.
Right there.
Maybe ranked.
How many SEC teams will be ranked?
Georgia, Bama, Texas, the Aggies, Tennessee. It's five.
LSU. LSU will be six.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss will be ranked.
Very good, Cal.
Okay, there's seven.
Excellent. Chambliss is still there.
Okay,
so.
Fair. But that's the seven versus six.
And then you lose Texas A&M and Texas, they're down to five.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Tell me it's not a better league. Let's hear it. I mean, now they're not going to do it. There's no way Texas, Ed's right. They would say no.
I think Arkansas might be able to recruit better being in the Southwest Conference than the SEC team.
Hey, Texas fans, would you rather play Texas Tech or Missouri? Would you rather play Houston or Missouri? Would you rather play TCU or Missouri? No doubt about it. You'd rather play all those Texas teams.
Would you rather play those teams or South Carolina? Or Kentucky, or Mississippi State.
Correct.
Give me a break. You only care about what games really matter to you in the SEC when you really break it down.
Well, this year.
Maybe three or
this
four?
This year, Tennessee's fun.
Okay.
Ole Miss, fun. LSU, very, very good. Ole Miss, as I said, that Florida's still Florida.
No.
I think so.
Okay. I know people are going to scream when I say this. Houston was a lot better than Florida a year ago.
Would you rather lose to Houston or Florida?
Yeah. It's a 10-win Houston team.
I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose to anybody. I don't want to lose.
But
I'm not a loser.
Well, you did. But you lose to 10-win Houston, you're in the tournament. There. It's a thing. It's got, unfortunately, I wish. See, that's what your buddy, Oil MAGA guy, should be.
Cody.
He should be trying to drum that up.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take another break.
If he wants to get his political friends involved, you got a better chance of putting that together, I think, than you do latching on for Texas Tech politically going to a Super League.
He needs to get Rafael Cruz on speed dial.
I think he does have him on speed dial.
And Rafael would say, oh, I've lost games for all those schools by attending those games. Texas A&M, Houston.
There would be more political unification. And all that matters in this state is you got MAGA connections to make the Southwest Conference happen as opposed to trying to get some doofus like Ken Paxton to get you in the new Super League.
Think about the 1975 politics.
Yeah.
There you go. Southwest Conference. They want it right back.
Mm. They would outnumber collectively all, and nobody has the political MAGA power that the guy does at Tech, but they could monopolize that entire capital over there. It used to be Texas and A&M got whatever they want. Not now. It's tribal MAGA politics. They'd gang up on them.
And we got to remember that, yeah, well.
They'd gang up on them and say, you're in the Southwest Conference.
Yeah, money's talking. Yeah. Interesting, because you'd have the Speaker of the Texas House, Justin Burrow, Texas Tech guy.
Okay.
With Cody's buddy. Dan Patrick, well, Dan Patrick's college.
Well, he's some junior college in the Northeast.
University of Maryland, Baltimore campus.
Yeah, and then you got...
Then you got Ken Paxton from Sex U.
The gospel.
That's right.
Who went to some North Dakota junior college. But they'll do whatever that money guy says.
Yeah. All right, back. We're going to take a break. More on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Home run derby tonight. No timer, no outs. Each player gets a set number of swings. They need to, you know, invigorate this thing a little bit. You said it's going to be on Netflix tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. The Conor McGregor fight was on Paramount Plus, so that was a joke.
How'd that go?
That was just a joke. That guy is a joke.
Yeah.
It is a joke. And that is so bad. Golf news from the weekend. Tom Kim won the Scottish Open. Tom Kim is a Korean golfer from the good Korea who lives in Dallas. This guy, well, I've told you about it. I thought he might get a little break by winning the National Open. He's got to win an Olympic medal or the Asian Pan-Asian Tournament. They play it once a year. Or he's going to the Korean Army for 2 years, and that's coming up. And the guy won a couple of million yesterday. One of Scottie Scheffler's best friends. He's playing in the British Open this week at Birkdale, as is Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth. So, British Open this week. Tommy Morrison, who's been on our show we do on the 15th Club throughout the last few years, UT golfer, finished second at a Korn Ferry Tour event in Colorado yesterday, winning $90,000. And Farrah O'Keefe, who's been on our show, the 15th Club Golf Show, was low amateur in another major this weekend in France. So, great playing of golf by a lot of former UT golfers. Seattle Seahawks sold over the weekend $9.6 billion with a B. Paul Allen, pardon me, the late Paul Allen in 1997 paid $194 million for that team. Pretty good profit for that family, but he's giving away all the money. That was part of his deal.
I said I thought there wouldn't be enough billionaires left to do it. Somebody did it.
A group, yeah.
Are you gonna make it?
Damn, oh, peanuts. Boy. Eat the rest of those peanuts.
No. Bevo Bob 123 tweets, according to you and the networks not wanting to pay for any smaller market teams, the Texas Conference would only be on the CW.
No.
No. Look, don't. First of all, media rights are a function of viewership, impressions, clicks,
TVs.
It's a mathematical function. The SEC doesn't have any bigger markets than the big markets of the SEC outside of Atlanta or Texas.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So they don't have a Houston in the SEC.
They don't have a Miami in the SEC.
Why would Miami be in the Southwest Conference?
I'm just saying, we're talking about SEC. And Miami
does
not cover Florida.
He's dissing the concept of the Southwest Conference, and I'm saying that market-wise, the SEC's not any bigger or better.
Yeah, besides Atlanta, I think Nashville would be the biggest one, and that's Vanderbilt, and that's selective anyways.
You're throwing in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth,
Austin.
And all of West Texas.
What are you adding? What do you have in the SEC outside of Atlanta? And
it's not Auburn, Alabama, not Birmingham, not Tuscaloosa.
Anywhere in Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you want to argue New Orleans, but that's not a giant market.
No. Not at all.
I think it's a perfectly reasonable idea.
Columbia, South Carolina is not a big TV market, for goodness sakes.
They might count St. Louis, but
St. Louis for Missouri?
For Missouri?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah. Got to fly into Missouri for that. Yeah, no comment on that, Paul Allen, $9.6 billion. Except that you're surprised they found some billionaires.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I thought the Saudis were next up, but I guess they've given up on it.
Saudis will never. No, they'll never allow
it
that.
It won't happen.
No.
That won't happen.
Yeah, you don't want any shakes in that billionaire boys club.
When was the last time a team that won the Super Bowl sold?
Yeah.
Well, the next year.
They've been for sale for a while.
They have? I don't think so.
Like right after the
Super Bowl. They were looking for a buyer. Oh, of course they were.
I think they put it up for sale after they won.
He died several years ago, and we all know that. He's got to have to sell it. Don't put fake news out there.
No, it's not fake at all.
I believe it is fake.
No. And
I'm going to Google this right now. I'm going to show you blokes.
All you do is... No, they've not been up. They've not been up for sale for long. You just keep the GM where you've got the GM, and you're fine. That's a winning organization, period. Unless they screw it up. The new ownership screws with it. She was totally hands-off, and look how it worked. I mean, all she did was keep the same GM and say, keep going, keep winning, do what you do. I'll be over here counting the money. So they'll be like the guinea pig of what happens if ownership gets intrusive. I have no idea who these people even are. They may not care. If I were them, I'd leave it the heck alone. Because you got this guy, John Schneider, is the GM that's sharp. You're good for a while. So that means who'll be up for sale next? Not Dallas yet, ever. Next franchise up for sale. I think the NFL expands at some point.
It'll never be the Cowboys.
No.
I can't see, but I can't. It's a specious question. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Why is that? I could see it.
Stupid question. How long? They've been for sale a long time. Ever since he died.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about
Jerry Jones is sort of alive.
Who?
Jerry Jones?
I'm talking about the Paul Allen of Seattle. I looked it up. I couldn't get a firm answer.
We have no answer then.
Well, the answer is they've been looking for a buyer since he died because in his will it was going to sell it for philanthropic and gives all the money away. But that's neither. I don't want to argue
about
that.
The former sales process started in mid-February.
Son of a gun.
Where do you go to Google? Like, did you not get access to ChatGPT?
No, I just thought it was common knowledge. Maybe it was my common knowledge, and I had the wrong common knowledge. My mistake. I'll acknowledge. I made a mistake. I made a mistake, and I apologize to listeners. Not to you two guys, but I apologize to the listeners. No, Jerry Jones will never sail.
I don't know. Well, no, he's going to be dead.
Well, golly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you there, yeah, brain surgeon.
I know.
But the family.
They're
not going to sell it. Steven would like it, and all those grand boys would like it. They're all involved with the family business.
And that's why they're different than the Seahawks.
That's why, because they are too hands-on, and they don't delegate.
She took it over from her brother and went to meet with the general manager and said, keep running it the way you're running
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Have a nice day. Yeah. I'll come back and I'll cash the checks.
How much money do you need? Yeah, how much do you need to do this? Yeah. That's what the Cowboys don't have. I don't know if the Tennessee Titans will ever sell. The family of, what's his name?
Bud Adams.
Bud Adams,
run who by moved the it. Sister. Well, what about the Texans ownership group? The son and daughter took it over.
The McNair guys?
He's kind of a doofus.
I don't know. Well, what about the Raiders? The Raiders with Mo Howard?
Yeah.
I'd buy a lot of hookers.
Yeah.
I'd buy a lot of hookers.
Sure would.
I don't
think he's lacking access to friends right now.
Oh, no. No. He probably is the type of guy that would go to one of those, as they call it out there, Jeff, gentlemen's club.
Oh.
He would just say, it's mine for the night.
Well, yeah. Why would he need to go to a gentleman's club? Why wouldn't he just send a text to some people?
I think he's just kind of that sleaze
deal. You think he wants to sit by the stage and listen to...
Yeah, and have a whole pile of money and throw the dollars and making it rain.
Well, he's one of the few examples where they go home with him.
Yeah.
Because it looks like they show up to games with him.
They do, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not his...
Magnetic personality and
exactly.
Movie star looks.
Yeah, great looks.
Movie star looks.
Yeah, I don't think that guy dates 22-year-olds because he's really charismatic.
No, I don't think so either. Okay, well, I had some other stories. I'll hold it for later in the week. But the World Cup schedule again. France versus Spain tomorrow at 2.
Who do you like?
I want Spain to win, but the French.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't have a dog in the hunt. I think France will, because you've told me France is the dominant team.
They are, yeah.
I think France win. I'd like to see España. Yeah, I want to see England beat Messi, and I want to see the Three Lions advance. I'd like to see.
Maybe the first time ever England has sort of worldwide appeal.
It's the time is now type deal.
Well, I think people are sick and over the Argentina thing.
Yeah.
I think most people think they backed in, which they have. People think it's kind of fishy, which it is. They've been pretty lucky to get there. And the English have been pretty charismatic in the way they've gone about this.
Our great friend Trey Elling's coming up next. Who's going to be on Trey's show tonight?
That's Kirk Watson.
The mayor of Austin.
Nobody knows that. Be a mystery guest because no one knows his name.
Back tomorrow on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.